It hasn't been approved yet, but the county council Wednesday discussed a bond proposition for $25 million paid back over 20 years. The bond would apply to the boundaries of the Snyderville Recreation District. Robinson said he thinks the bond would be supported.
The last one, as you reported, was approved by 72%. And when you look at the cost of a $25 million bond, it works out to something like $19 per $100,000 of assessed value for a primary residence based on the 4.25% interest rate that we're assuming for a bond to be issued 7 or 8 months from now. We think that our constituents will support that. We think it's a good value.
But
we've got some time to investigate it, and if for some reason there's a big outcry and saying that we're wrong-headed and going in the wrong direction, then we can adjust.
He couldn't disclose what specific properties might be purchased with the bond, but he discussed the type of land they're looking for.
It all has to have a, quote, recreation, unquote, component because it's a recreation bond. Yeah, it'll be more of the same. Similar, we have a track record of sorts of the kinds of things we purchased.
And why do you support that split of, what, $15 million for open space, $10 million for recreation?
It's basically the same split we did before, and it seemed to work well. Basin Rec itself has some bonding needs, for facilities and trails. And since we use them as a vehicle for our open space bonds, it's difficult to say, oh, well, let's have it all be open space and then not do any facilities for Basin Rec because, it'd be difficult for them to do a standalone bond after we've used their bonding capacity. And
Council Member David Ure on Wednesday said while he likes open space too, he's concerned that buying out public land makes the remaining property more expensive and affordable housing more difficult. Robinson gave us his take on that.
It's a good caution, but I think in general, when we look back at what we will have done with these open space bonds, they'll be some of our best legacies, of preserving our quality of life here. The affordable and attainable housing is going to have to come through other policies that we do, but I don't think that should be the driver that says, oh, we shouldn't buy open space. I think the citizens, by large measure, love the open space.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.